This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The field hospitals under construction in Denver and Loveland will cost an estimated $71 million, according to the governor's office. The state will pay a quarter of that cost, with the federal government covering the rest. The centers will have thousands of temporary beds for COVID-19 patients in case hospitals reach capacity. Colorado's Planned Parenthood clinics are seeing patients come from states like Texas, where some forms of abortion have been banned as elective surgery during the pandemic. Dr. Christina Tochi is with Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains. She argues reproductive health services are time-sensitive and essential.
Individuals are still going to have sexually transmitted infections that need to be screened for and treated. Patients are still going to have birth control needs. Patients are still going to need to access abortion services. That doesn't stop.
In any given year, about 10% of Planned Parenthood's patients in Colorado are from out of state. More than 6 years since the floods in 2013, the Board of Trustees in Lyons has voted to move ahead on an affordable housing project that would include 40 new units. Officials say it took that long partly because it was difficult to find space that was not in a flood zone. Lyons lost nearly 100 homes in the floods. Mayor Connie Sullivan calls the approval a victory.
Having gone through this entire process and been working on this initiative for such a long time, this is a great moment.
Sullivan says the project is scheduled to break ground this summer. The weather is turning colder, with rain and snow on the way to Metro Denver and Colorado Springs tonight and tomorrow. Highs today in the 50s. It'll be in the 30s tomorrow around Denver and in the Springs. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.